This recording, Brazil 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goosey waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goosey owner, Mary Harris, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sing a tune to her. Finally, she administered heather. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goosey began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine it pays so much, but Miss Harris, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Brazilian dishes have a lot, and my favorite, I don't have a specific favorite Brazilian dish, but I think I love everything from Brazil, food. I think that the best food in the entire world. I'm sorry to say that, but I love feijoada, which is typical from Rio de Janeiro. But I love beans from my northeast Brazil when I came from. It's completely different than feijoada from Rio de Janeiro. I love lasagna, which you make in Brazil. I love garlic pizza, which is you find in São Paulo, a specific one. I love the sweetness, like in Brazil you have a lot, like brigadeiro, you have a coconut sweet thing. That's all food in Brazil is good. It's not even in that tutu a mineiro, that's my other food, I love it. So I can eat without stopping. And that's all. A melhor música para escutar ainda é MPB, que é música popular brasileira. Brasil é ainda o país mais bonito na face da terra.